You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded territorial and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, Canada. Hello, it's Kyla with The Chart Show with Aiko.
Hey, hey.
She was fanning herself very quickly there for
it's
a second.
Hot. I'm going through menopause.
Hot flashes already. Yeah. Hot flashes at age 19.
Ooh.
Ooh. But hope everyone's doing well. It's actually not even that nice out today. It's kind of chilly.
I only wore two sweaters. If only it's a two-sweater day,
it's a nice
like
day.
Medium.
It was so nice last week. I feel like now I'm just grumpy because it's not as nice.
I don't know.
I'm tired today. Today's a tired day. I haven't been sleeping well.
Aw. This is my pajama shirt.
Oh, cute. I like it.
Thank you.
For those of you who can't see it, which is everyone. what does it say? Midnight Oil?
Yeah, Midnight Oil. The classic Australian punk rock environmental
group.
Activist group.
Naturally. Everyone
great.
Knows them.
They're awesome. Everyone should totally look up Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning, and Blue Sky Mine. Classic songs. Amazing. Peter Garrett is a bro. He presided over my mother's citizenship ceremony.
Oh, cute. That's nice. Maybe we'll play it on the show next week.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be fun.
Beds Are Burning.
I'll look it up.
It's about Indigenous land rights.
Oh, honestly, that's good, though, because we're on unceded territorial and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people, so it's important things to talk about.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's good. It was my birthday on Friday, so
it was.
We're still recovering. Aiko's still recovering.
I feel like I recovered around like 7:30 p.m. on Saturday.
I wasn't that drunk. When you host a party, you are more concentrated on hosting than
you're a great host.
Thank you.
I was definitely the drunk person at your party.
No, everyone was drunk, actually. I talked to a lot of people, and everyone was like, oh, I was really, really drunk. I'm like, cool, I'm proud of you. Everyone's legal, just for the record. Everyone at that party was legal. But Aiko bought me a knife for my birthday, which I very much appreciated, because
it's
all the knives in my house suck.
They're terrible.
There's not a single knife. There's one knife. It's like the serrated one that's good. The rest, I use it to cut everything. The rest of them are awful.
I bought her a proper chef's knife.
It's nice. I use it to cut. I got this huge cake. It's like way too big. And I've been
still eating the cake.
I still have half. Do you want some? I'll bring you some.
I'll eat the cake.
Because the lady, which I don't think this is really my fault, the lady told me that the cake, a half slab for 20 people. And who was I to go against that? It is not my profession. I don't know how big cakes are.
You're not a Safeway cake lady.
Exactly. So I don't think I was in the wrong for taking her advice. But for the future reference, for anyone who's buying a cake, a half slab is too many. I guess, how many people were there? 15? Still.
Yeah.
I have half a cake left. So, like, buy a quarter slab.
Also, I think it's, like, you know, a half slab for 20 ravenous 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But, like, adults.
A bunch of, like, drunken
and everyone's like,
and
just a little piece. And, like, scrapes off the icing.
And then proceeds to drink, like, their body weight in calories of alcohol. So.
I'm trying to lose weight. I go to Zumba on Wednesdays.
I need to lose weight. Just pass me that full bottle of wine, thank you.
Basically. But, so that was fun.
It was.
We've got a good show today. We'll start it off. I'm going to pronounce this terribly, but with the charts this week, we're starting off with Jeremy Dutcher, who was, do you remember last week when I said was talking about like the Indigenous guy who was kicked off the stage at the Junos and then the Arkells let him
speak. Oh,
this guy.
Oh, wow.
So, I am not going to pronounce the name of the album just because I don't want to completely butcher it. But if you guys want to know what it is, just look up Jeremy Dutcher on Spotify or, like, it's on the CITR charts. I, like, literally am just going to pronounce it wrong, and I feel like that's awful.
What?
Do you want to try? It's at the very bottom of this screen right there. I don't know. It looks a little difficult. I just don't want to, like, be rude and, like, totally butcher it.
Wait.
Yeah.
I
will practice during
also not want
the
to.
Break, and then we'll see. But the song that we're playing is.
I feel like I should be able to pronounce that, considering I'm in an Indigenous Studies class.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll look it up. We'll figure it out. We'll find something. We'll pronounce it for you eventually. But the song that we're gonna be playing is Okatan. So I hope you guys enjoy.
We are one night, we're high one night. Never had to work for love. Don't need you to show me how. Don't wanna be falling in when I'm falling out. Didn't think I'd give for love. Every time I hold it back, nothing's lost in my head. I'm trying to find who I am. There's choosers, there's takers, there's begging, heartbreakers.
That was So Far Away by Part Time off the album Spell Number 6. And before that was The One by Georgia Smith off her album Lost and Found. And then it was Jeremy Dutcher, but we did not figure out how to pronounce it. So I think we're bad people.
We're definitely bad people.
But I don't know. I just don't want to pronounce it wrong. Wolastikyik Litowakanawa? That is phonetic, I would like to believe. If anyone knows how to pronounce it, please let me know. I'm really not trying to be insensitive. I just am useless. But, yeah, I hope you guys like those songs. I thought they all had, like, a good vibe. So Far Away was, like, makes me, like, sleepy. Yeah. Like, it's a good sleepy song. But, yeah. We can talk about the concerts this week.
Sure.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of concerts. We can also talk about the news.
Oh, we have some news. I have a good news story today. Do you want to do news first? We can do concerts later. I found a fun news story, ooh, and then you can tell your news story. So they're going to start doing tours of the Titanic, the wreck.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like underwater.
How expensive is that going to be?
Do you want to guess?
Okay, $150,000 per person.
You are very close. $168,000.
Oh my God, get in.
Yeah, but yeah, they're gonna start doing them off the coast of St. John's in June. It's gonna be the first manned vessels sent to the ship since 2005. Yeah, there's like a hefty price tag, but like he said, this experience is more rare than space travel, which like because. Like, it makes sense.
It's true. Like, going to the bottom of the ocean is more rare than space travel. But, like, also consider, like, the ocean. Space.
Yeah.
Like, the ocean's amazing. And going scuba diving when you're, like, on a Great Barrier Reef is amazing.
Too bad it's gone.
Too bad it's dying. You should definitely do that before it's gone in, like, 2 years.
Isn't it already gone?
Well, lots of it is.
How much? It's not that great anymore.
No, it's like 25%
of like mediocre. Mediocre barrier reef.
It's just the barrier reef now.
Subpar barrier reef.
No, it's still beautiful. I mean, like, that's gorgeous, but like consider going down to the bottom of like, you know, the ocean in areas of the Atlantic where there's not a lot of nutrients, there's not a lot of fish. Like, maybe you'll see an anglerfish, some deep sea creatures, but like,
yeah,
probably not, because the ocean's super big.
Well, like the CEO guy said, this is a quote, what we're doing is something that's going to add to the historical record of the Titanic, what it is like now, how it is decaying, what kind of marine life is there. We're going to be making real discoveries. So that's his like, okay, justification.
So they're like, we're doing scientific research about what kind of flora and fauna grow on
the
wreckages of ships.
Yeah, and I guess it's like you get to take part in those in discoveries. So apparently cool. It's not that big of like, it's not that strenuous. You just need to be able to like climb a ladder or stand on a chair without assistance.
Well, that counts me out.
You can't stand on a chair without assistance.
Probably be too drunk.
But yeah, they're looking, they want to see how bacteria has been devouring the ship's remains. I'm getting all this information from Global News, by the way, so just want
I like
my
how they
sources.
Write devouring the ship's remains.
It says explorers will seek to answer the question of how fast rusticles, in quotes, or bacteria are devouring the ship's remains. Each dive on a 5-person sub will last 8 hours. When not under the water, mission specialists will help to assemble virtual reality project with partner Virtual Wonders. They want to, like, reconstruct the hull and bring the wreck site to a wide audience. Interesting.
Kind of interesting. I don't know. I'd still, like, prefer to go to Antarctica or something.
I want to go on an Antarctic cruise, actually. Yes. I think that'd be so fun.
It would be amazing. And after this summer, it's my last continent. And so I need to go before I turn 25.
You've been to all of them?
This summer, I'll have been to all of them.
Have you gone to Africa?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Kenya and Tanzania.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool. Yeah. Damn. I'll go to Antarctica with you.
Do it.
Finn and I had a nap yesterday, and I totally had a dream about a penguin, and I don't know what the dream was about, but you just jogged my memory that there was a penguin involved.
It's prophetic.
Because we're going to go. They're expensive, though. Like, Antarctic cruises are like $13,000.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I was reading some like cheap travel blogs, and they were saying that, because I'm going to be in Argentina.
You'll be close.
So I'm going to be really close, but I'm going to be there in May, so it's like the end of the season because it's fucking winter.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So they like not, you know, cruises don't really go down after April. But if you're there in the peak season, you can oftentimes in Ushuaia, you can like wait at the docks.
And they'll just like let you on.
Well, they might have cheap tickets. Ooh. Like if people like cancel last minute or something, they might have cheap tickets, but you often have to wait like weeks at a time.
Makes sense, yeah.
So if you have a lot of spare time on your hands,
yeah,
do it. Or you could just buy
a ticket. Just save up. I think it'd be so cool. I'm going to try and go to the Arctic Circle when I'm in Sweden. That's the goal. I was like, yeah, I want to go see Northern Lights and go to the Arctic Circle. And then I feel like it was you, but maybe someone else was like, you can do all of that in Canada.
That was
and
me.
It was you.
That and was me. Yeah, not the that point.
We're doing it in Sweden, okay?
I would say also go through to Norway, because like once you're up that far north in Sweden, you're up past Åre. Mm-hmm. You just go. It's a 2-hour drive into Norway.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And that part of Norway is amazing.
Yeah, well, it's with the so fjords. Beautiful.
Well, the fjords, like the pretty fjords, are down farther south in Bergen.
The pretty fjords.
Like the ones.
The ugly fjords.
The fjords with the big steep cliffs are down in Bergen.
Mm-hmm.
But Trondheim and Afjord, which is like the area a little bit above Trondheim, they're like these granite shelves that are the fjords. So they aren't like cliffs that go like dramatic dives into blue water.
Yeah.
It's like an ocean with a bunch of little fingers that go out into it.
That's kind of terrifying. Sounds cool, though.
It's really beautiful, yeah. But that part of Norway is really pretty.
Yeah. I just want to go everywhere when I'm there. Because, like, once you're in Europe, it's so... I want to do... The goal is to do all of the Scandinavian.
Yeah.
So go to Iceland, Faroe Islands.
I want to go to the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, so they look so beautiful. Do all those. And if I have time, like, it depends how much travel I do during school, but if I have time, I'd love to go to the Baltic states, like Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia.
Estonia, the capital city of Estonia is...
Sofia. No,
it starts with a T.
Oh, I'll look it up.
Tallinn.
Tallinn. I was close.
Yes. Tallinn is beautiful, apparently.
I've heard.
I have a friend whose family's from Estonia, and she was there a couple summers ago, and she was like, yeah, it's gorgeous. And I meant to go visit her grandparents last time I was there, but I didn't. I went to Slovenia instead, which is way down south.
Did you know that Estonia is like the hacker capital of the world?
Really?
Like, many hackers live in Estonia.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem like very, like, not weird countries as in bad, just like very...
Yeah.
Interesting, like, I mean, like, forgotten countries.
Yeah, random stuff happens. Like, Albania, I'm sure all sorts of weird stuff goes on.
Yeah, or, like, Slovakia. That's a country, right?
Yeah, Slovakia is a country.
Just, like, weird.
Slovenia, really weird. Highest bear-to-person population and wolf-to-person population in Europe.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's just some, because everyone's like, oh, France, England, yeah. But, like, there's some kind of forgotten gems.
Exactly. Highly recommend Ljubljana, Slovenia.
Yeah, I've heard it's beautiful.
It is. That's probably me. I talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I think one of my friends is friends with an exchange student from Slovenia. So, yeah, it's like, I don't know. Seems like a cool country.
Do it.
Did you have any other news, I guess?
We got my distracted. News was like the big news, you know, the Mueller report.
The Mueller report, yeah. I had that written down.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, that's a mood.
Although, so, like, really, I mean, like, if we want to talk about it, it's being filtered through William Barr, who's a Trump appointee. So, like, everything that's coming out that we know about it so far is filtered through William Barr and his impression of stuff. And, like, you know, Mueller was just supposed to lay out the facts of any kind of case about specific obstruction, specific collusion between Trump himself and Russia, which I guess
apparently didn't exist. But I don't know. I still think they should make it public.
Yeah, I think they are.
Are they going to?
I think the Democrats have been, well, the Democrats have been pressuring Trump to release the report. But, you know, we'll see.
Things are happening. It's also, if anyone is from Alberta, the elections are coming up in April, I believe. So if you're from Alberta, and either you're away at school or you're there, make sure if you're away at school, get a special ballot delivered. I ordered mine last week. Do your research. Use your democratic right to vote. It is a privilege to be able to vote, so please use it, or else you can't really get mad when the government doesn't do what you want. But aside from that political discussion, we will play some music. So next we've got Poppies in July by Kellarissa. I love this song. It's really, I don't know, it's really sci-fi. I don't know, it's cool. Hope you guys enjoy. See you in a little bit.
To be a dragon with fire on my tongue, heat on my breath, my words as weapons. I wouldn't have to yell, I wouldn't have to shout. Everyone would listen when I opened my mouth. I dare have a vision, I dare raise my hand. Cause I want more than I'm given, so I burn, burn, burn the plan. Dare to be a giant, 10 feet tall. I wouldn't leave the weak, and I wouldn't leave the small. I'd rewrite the words of that fantasy. I wouldn't need a hero, cause the hero would be me.
I dare have a vision, I dare raise my hand. Cause I want more than I'm given, so I burn, burn.
Collapsing. was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
So what you just heard was, what was it? Strangers by Wild and Kind, off their album West Ends. What are you doing?
Turning off the volume.
Oh, okay. Sorry, she was just leaning over and I was like, what did you see?
Weird.
Before that was Just Like My by Homeshake off his album Helium. Before that was I Wanna Be King by Rosie and the Riveters off their album, and you'll like this, Misbehave, but it's like Miss.
M-I-S-S.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Poppies in July by Kelarissa off of Ocean Electro.
Cool.
We're not nearing the end of the show. We still have 15 minutes, but we're going to go through the concerts because we've had a good discussion. So, today, Monday, if you're looking for some fun things to do, the Bright Light Social Hour is playing at the Biltmore. The Viagra Boys is playing at Fox Cabaret. And I believe Bored Decor is also playing there. And we play Bored Decor a lot on this show. So yeah. If I wasn't so busy, I would definitely be going. But Marlon Ramanzini is playing at the Tocador, which I said just because I like saying the word Tocador. Tuesday, if you're into rap, Kodak Black is playing at the PNE Garden Auditorium. And Terror Jr. is playing at Venue. I don't know what that means, but...
Neither do I.
Wednesday, Children of Bodom is playing at the Vogue and Tennyson? Can she pronounce words? No.
Tennyson? Like the poet?
T-E-N-N-Y-S-O-N.
Yeah, Tennyson, like the poet.
Tennyson, like the poet, is playing at Fox Cabaret. And Crowns is playing at the Roxy. On Thursday, Calm Trues. That's funny. I get it. Calm Trues. Tom Cruise. is playing at... So funny.
Actually, that's... I don't know why that's so funny.
That's so... Tom Cruise.
Oh, God.
Tom,
oh, wow. Okay.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
They're, okay.
Bad name.
Tom Cruise is playing Fortune Sound Club. And I think we have to go. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
we have
so
to see
funny.
Calm Trues.
Children of Bodom is playing at the Vogue. And Tom Walker is playing at the Imperial. And then...
Not Walm Talker.
are you going to do that to everyone's name?
Everyone
now?
Who's named Tom, watch out.
Mark Ribalet is playing at the Mia Nightclub.
Mark Ribalet? It doesn't work. It's not the same.
We're still laughing, though. On Friday, Mariana's Trench is playing at the Orpheum. What a throwback. With Elijah Woods, ex-Jamie Fine. Pup is playing at Wise Hall. Wait, Marina's Trench. Tarina's Mensch. That's awful.
That's
I don't
terrible.
Know what a mensch is, but
a mensch is
bad.
A Yiddish word for, like, a mensch. It's like a...
What is it?
It's like a person who's kind of curmudgeonly.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Night Beats is playing at the Rickshaw Theater, and Naked Giants is playing at Fox Cabaret.
My favorite kind of giant.
Naked Giants. Then on Saturday, what's happening on Saturday? Oh, on Saturday, a shout out to the Blank Vinyl Project or Club. Yes. They're having Goose Hunt at Kerner's, and the Zolas are headlining, who I love dearly, have played on this show
Zolas
before.
Zolas are good.
I won't be there because it's my friend Sherry's birthday and we're going out, but you guys should definitely get tickets. I think it's going to be fun. Kerner's is like an intimate venue, so I think it'll be really cool to see like a bunch of bands. And there's tons of Schwiggies playing and like a couple other great bands. It's like the first student run music festival at UBC or something, so definitely check it out. It looks really good. But other than that,
happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday. Her birthday's April 2nd. I think she's coming on next week.
Really?
So we can have like a it's her birthday's the Tuesday, so we'll have like a pre-birthday show.
Wow.
But on Saturday, Comthazine is playing at Venue. Pliny is playing at the Biltmore. Ben Kaplan and the Casual Smokers is playing at Fox Cabaret. Then James Bay is playing at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center, which is
Big.
It's here.
Yeah, well, yes, it's here, but it's also a big venue.
It is. It is a big venue.
Does he really play acoustic stuff?
I think so. Huh. I saw Zed there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah. I had a good time. Wow. We were like right at the front.
Nice.
It's kind of weird, but.
Could be fun.
Yeah. Oh, he's playing on Sunday, not Saturday. Excuse me. And then also on Sunday, not tons going on, but the Simon Fraser University Concert Orchestra is playing. So if you like classical music, I feel like we don't shout out
enough
classical music
in a prison on a hill.
Yeah. Then that's where you should be on Sunday night. But we'll play just a couple more songs before the end of the show. So we're going to play Firefly by Swim Team right now. So hope you guys enjoy this one.
The sun's about bleaching your eyes. Can you tell me what did you find? Can you see it burning so bright? And is it what you thought that you liked? Squeeze between the ship and the door. Scan the room and looking for more. See the way it spins into gold. Spinning strands into honeycomb.
match the pictures above the bread.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun. Let the madness set.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Regulations här, du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
All right, what you just heard was Garnet Graves by Devours off of their album Iconoclast, and then before that was Firefly by Swim Team off their album V. We had a couple more songs, but we're running out of time, so we will save those ones for next week. Aiko had to go to class, so it's just me saying